Welcome to Beside the Still Waters, a live radio ministry by Pastor Sammy Jechi, resident pastor of the Royal Temple, ICGC Awoshi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, let me hear a better amen. Praise the Lord. We give God the praise. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and tell him something good. You can say Happy Easter. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Is that all? Oh, go to two more people. Make sure you. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a clap and a shout offering. Amen. Please be seated. Praise God. We thank God for today because it's a special day in Christendom. But some way, somehow, this tradition is gradually getting lost. I pray that, especially among Pentecostals and Charismatics, today is supposed to be what we call the Monday Thursday. That is the day that, as it were, Jesus ate the Last Supper with his disciples, getting ready to face crucifixion, and many people. But there is one sure group of Christians that I know will celebrate today, and that is the Catholics. Yeah, it's a Monday Thursday. Now, we are here just reminding ourselves of what happened right at the time. So it's like we are going through the narrative, the passion narrative. And as it were, we're here, anytime we take communion, especially on the Monday, Thursday, I want to say this, let's try and put on white. Amen. Is somebody here with me? Praise God. That doesn't mean if you don't have white, don't come. But try. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the Monday Thursday is the Christian holy day. And this Thursday is a special day in our lives. Amen. Oh, shall we pray? Father, we thank you that you have given us this opportunity to come before you. I ask in the name of Jesus, as we share in your word, let God, Lord God, fill this place with your presence. Take absolute control and show us your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Mede sedaka, mede sedaka, masia mete, wonkwa ne mechefo, sema davasia, mayotia. Mede asedaka, mede asedaka, mede Yemidi wasidaka masya ye unkwao. I thought I was going to get people to wave their hand. Just wave that hand. Oh, Eje. Misidan me kamfu minyamye misidan me kamfu misidan me kamfu nyamya ye bia mamu misidan me kam. Come on, just worship him well. Don't be too economical about your hand. Come on. Mr. Dan. Me bodi achama. Minyamye. Mebo. Whoa, nyamya. Bodia Shama Nyame, why if you are my Bodia Ampara, Nyame. Amparo, hey, yeah, yo, rasa, konya mi, wo, ya, amparo, hey, amparo, wave that hand. Wave it to the Lord. Oh, Nyame. Yeah, Ampara. Yeah. Oh, Nyame. Ampara. Yeah. Ah. Oh, Nyame. Hey, ah. Yeah, pa. Kase. Oh, Nyame. Amen. Please be seated. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 22 verse 14. When the hour had come, am I reading the right thing? You don't have your Bibles? Many don't bring their Bibles. If he has them, they'll tell the phone too, the Bible get lost on the phone. Try and hold your Bible. When the hour had come, he sat and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Verse 17. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. 19. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 20. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Amen. Now, at this time, Christ was getting closer to his crucifixion. And as it were, that supper that happened on the Feast of Living Bread, and that is the Passover, that supper was supposed to be his last. And he used that opportunity to establish the Holy Eucharist, or if you like, the Last Supper or Communion. Now, the word Monday refers to a word in the Latin which means command or mandatum. Now, it refers to Jesus' commandment to the disciples to love one another as I have loved you. When you read John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Am I reading the right thing? Good. Now, why do we commemorate this? We commemorate this to remind ourselves of what happened right at the Last Supper when Jesus Christ sat with his disciples. He sat with them and he gave to them what he was going to share, and they shared with them and they shared among themselves. And after they have done that, he established the communion in Christendom. Amen. Now, this thing took place on the day of the Passover. Now, the Passover was celebrated by the Jews. And don't forget that Jesus Christ came in the time of the Old Testament. And so he observed all the festivities and all the festivals that the people of God celebrated. So when it was time for the Passover, he sent to get a place, and they went there, and as they observed it, they used the unleavened bread. Why? Because at the Passover, there was no time for them to wait for the flour to raise or to rise, because they were on a journey to the promised land and they were supposed to embark on it overnight. And so, whilst they prepared it, they immediately baked it and then they shared it among themselves. So anytime the people of God celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread, they didn't use the normal bread that we use. They used that unleavened bread, the bread that hasn't you know, if you like, that hasn't risen in 2 years.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
Name dear Mia. Amen. Because it has to rise, all right? And they didn't have time. So they ate it with their meat and with their drink, and then they started off their journey. And so that was how it was celebrated. Now Jesus and his disciples, who were also Jews, celebrated this to remind themselves of the day of the Exodus. Because any time they ate and they celebrated it, the Lord commanded that tell your children the story of my deliverance to the house of Israel. And so they will eat it and they will tell their children, their children's children, that once upon a time, God did this to deliver the people of God out of the hands of Egypt. And so, as we get together to eat this communion, you may find time in these very few days to tell your children the right story. Our parents here, sometimes we assume that they know. Yes, their teachers may tell them, but I'm telling you, when the parents tell them the story, it sinks better. Tell them as young as they are. Tell them and remind them that once upon a time, God gave his only begotten son to come and die on the cross of Calvary. And before he died, this is what he did. Then you begin with the narrative of the passion of the Christ, and then you begin it. You don't begin it at the crucifixion. You begin it on the Monday, Thursday. Amen. Now, there is something which significantly also happened on that day. After they had eaten the communion, Jesus Christ did something. He took a towel and he adjusted his clothing and began to wash the feet of the disciples. And he, by that, taught them that as I have done to you, you must also do it to yourselves. Amen. Now, why wash the feet? Jesus washed the feet of the disciples as an act as described in John as teaching them to be servants. He instructs his followers to love and to serve. And so in other churches or church organizations, this day, as they celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the communion, and also the Last Supper, something significantly is added to it, the washing of feet. Oh yeah. And it was so powerful that any time I think the Pope last year went to wash some feet of some prisoners. And it's so powerful that any time that happens, you know something, miracles follow. Amen. And I believe that it is time for us to properly celebrate what happened. Is somebody here with me? Now, the Monday, Thursday is also a day of showing love. If you ever will want to show somebody kindness, it is proper to choose the Monday, Thursday. Amen. And especially in this period when we are celebrating Christ's death, that is the time, if you want, you will do good to the poor. It will not be out of place to get some change, or I don't know what you would do, and give to some people on the street. They won't harass your soul, because you have done the will of God. Is somebody here with me? I'm telling you. Because we are losing the tradition and we are losing what actually happened, and all we focus on is only the crucifixion. But this is also part of it. In actual fact, tonight is the night that Jesus Christ established the Last Supper. Oh, is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. Now, the Maundy Thursday also has a dark side. And the dark side is this. Jesus, after he had done all that, he foretells his death, saying he will eat no more until the kingdom of God is fulfilled. It also marks an act of betrayal when Judas Iscariot also, you know, gave Jesus out. And Jesus also tells them that he leaves them and he will come back. Amen. Is somebody here with me? I want us to go to John 13. John 13. Now, let's look at this. Let's look at, I wish we go through, I want to pick something out. All right, let me start. John 13. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the hearts of Judas Iscariot, Simon's sons, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and gathered himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing to you, you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Oh, Peter. Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Listen to Peter again. Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." This will learn you. It's very interesting. Amen. Now, and Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. You say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Amen. Now, Jesus is teaching us the lesson of humility. Can you please say with me, humility? Can you say it better, please? And service is very important. You see, he's saying that I am your teacher, as you refer to me, I'm your rabbi. And at that time, if you are a rabbi, you are a big man. But he says that at this time, I have decided to wash your feet and to wipe your feet with my towel. And so go and do to others. It's very important. Amen. Humility is a key that opens unfamiliar doors. It's very important. God has said it. And he said it through scriptures. Let's look at James chapter 4. James 4. Verse 6. Shall we all read it, please? God resists the proud, but gives to the humble. Can we read it better? We can do better, can't we? Let's go. God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Amen. I want to give you another one. I want to give you another one. Another one. James 4, verse 10. The same, so roll it to verse 10. Good. Shall we all read it? Let's go. Amen. It's a humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Humility attracts promotion. Hallelujah. Humble yourselves. Listen, today, Jesus Christ is teaching us through his act of washing the feet of the disciples to be humble and to serve ourselves. Is somebody here with me? It's very important. That is why you can find somebody, maybe he's a chief executive, but I'm telling you, when it comes to church, that is when you can get him to say, I am an usher in my church. Amen. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me?
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by today's message. If you want to talk to God's servant or for copies of today's message and other messages by Pastor Sammy Jechi, please call 0243-323-414, 0243-323-414, or 057-462-9174. 057-462-9174. Until we meet beside the still waters, same time, same place, stay blessed. ICGC The Royal Temple, Awoshi, is located on the Chapel Hill off the Awoshi Highway, directly behind the Anyao Market.